Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, and it's Friday, March 13th. Yes, thank God it is Friday. We at the end of the week. We made it through. Yes, but we get ready, get started with the weekend. It's full of so many wonderful things to do. Yes, indeed, so many wonderful things to do. The first thing we're going to do is that we're going to help on Sunday at 3:30, help Bishop Luke Sumner celebrate a victory. Victory Day, I call it Victory Day. A few weeks ago, the enemy showed his hand, and he lost everything he had in the house fire. Thank God everybody got out the house safe and sound. So on this coming Sunday at 3:30, there's going to be an appreciation service, and we're just going to band together and be a blessing to the bishop and his family. We can't restore what he lost, but we can kind of make things a lot easier for him. So we're really excited about participating in that event on this coming Sunday. And of course, we have this is the sports weekend where all the playoffs are starting in the college, the tournament, should I say, the college tournament, ACC, and that's going strong. And March Madness start next week, so we're gearing up. But first, let me say, I went on to all of that. Let me first just say, Happy Sabbath. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let me say that again. Happy Sabbath, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, we had a wonderful week, a prosperous week, a productive week. Got a lot of things accomplished. And, oh, man, last night we had a ball, didn't we? We had Throwback Thursday. And how did you love that music, that vintage music by one of the most, I said, celebrated recording choir ever, the Milton Bronson Thompson Community Singers, featuring Kimberly McFarland. A lot of you guys have been contacting me and say, oh, man, Harold, I haven't heard those songs in a long time, and it really, really blessed me. And we're going to do that again. Yes, we're going to do that again. Well, tonight we have another special program lined up for your listening pleasure. And so don't you touch that browser. Don't you touch that dial. You know what to do. Go on your cell phone. Let everybody know that your favorite late-night inspiration program is on the air right now. Yes, with the power hour, and I'm your host, Harold Sutton, getting us started on the night, coming to town next week, and we can't wait for Praise 104. They're going to salute 20 pastors. This is an annual program they do every year, and I'm glad to be partaking in this event. This is my third year working with them, and we're really excited. We're going to have Fashawn Mitchell and Jay Casey. Fill me up, Lord. Yes, and y'all know for Sean. So we're really excited next week. So if you ain't doing anything next Saturday, join us at the prayer breakfast at the Green Belt, Martin's Crosswinds. And we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. All right, let's get this program started. Getting it started will be for Fashawn Mitchell singing God My God. And following Fashawn, we're going to have Jay Casey singing her big hit, Fill Me Up, Lord. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
You are God. God, my God. I know we tried to define you, attempt to describe you. It's hard to simplify your work. Even I call you great, and there's nobody greater. But sometimes I just should call upon your name. In your name there is safety and security, and whosoever calls on you can be saved. Oh God, your name has so much strength.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Oh, yeah. Your way. Thought I had it all figured out. I didn't even ask you about all the things I was doing, and I ruined the things that meant the most to me. Now I'm standing here all alone. The friends that I had are gone. All I have left is you.
Tripping. I did not
agree.
You
knew the mind. Gotta get back to the place I know that I should be.
I'm trying to do things my own way. Now I'm gonna do it your way. I'm tired of doing my own thing. I keep making the same mistake. I'm gonna do it your way. I'm gonna do it your way.
Thank you. salvation waiting on the other side of this test. It's everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side of this test. Is everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised you that you'd get. So hold on, and don't let go. Hold on, you're just that close. Hold on, and never give up. Hold on, hold on, hold on, and don't let go. Hold on, cause you're just that close. Hold on, and never give up. Hold on, say hold on, say. It's only a matter of time, cause I can see the finish line. My victory is days away, so I'ma get ready. It's been a long time coming, but I know it's coming for sure. I got a promise from the Lord. Yeah.
Waiting on the other side of temptation, waiting on the other side of this test. It's everything you've ever dreamed, everything you prayed for, everything he promised.
It's time for our spoken word segment, and tonight we're going to talk about covering one another. And this is an important subject to me. The other day, as a matter of fact, last week, a young man posted something on the wall, on social network walls, and he was saying how everybody should be under a covering, a pastor's covering. And I kind of had a little problem with that, and I asked them. I say, well, if we are being covered by the pastors, then what role does the Holy Ghost play? Because the Holy Ghost is the lead to God, is the comfort, is the teach, is the, you know, it is everything that we need. It is our covering, and so. And I began to tell him and share with him the deception that many spiritual leaders use actually to control people and even things that they wanted to do personally in ministry in terms of securing power and position. So I just wanted to talk about this a little bit because I want everybody to know that we are our brother's keeper, and it's not just for the pastor to be a covering, but we who are born-again believers, the Bible, a commission and charges us, hold us accountable that we have to be we have to be one another coverings, and that's what we're going to talk about on today. And I'm coming out of the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, beginning in the verse number 1, and we're going to go down to the 10th verse. And may this bless you real good. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Now let me stop right now. I want to pause right there. It was very clear in the opening statement. Say, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual. It doesn't say a leader, a bishop, a pastor. It say those who are spiritual. And so who is a spiritual person? One who walketh after the spirit, but not after the flesh. Ones who are born again believers. And I wanted to be clear, because if you read the book of Galatians, they're very clear into whom one is speaking about. Okay, so the letter here, you write the letter, and they say, brethren, to the church of Galatians, we ought to hear not to talk about one another, not to throw them under the bus, but we the that are spiritual, we who say we are born again, we are to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, as it is a considering ourselves, lest I also be tempted. Number two, watch this. Bear ye one another burdens. You hear what I say? This is the scriptures. Bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. First, number four, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Number six, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Verse number eight, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due seasons we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not, I got to stop right there, because a lot of times we hear, oftentimes I hear these pastors and preachers preaching, you know, I'm getting away from those who don't have my answer, those who have the problem. No, that's not the word of the Lord. The Lord said we got to restore all these folks that got all of these issues, okay? Folks who are not on your page. The Bible says, look, don't be weary in well doing. We got to sow into these people. That's what the Bible says. We have the Bible. If my brothers are overtaken in the fall, we have to take the time and sow into their life. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, verse number 10, as we have therefore opportunity, check this out. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto some men, right? No, the Bible says unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Okay, did you hear? Let me read that again. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So when you hear these people talking about, I'm getting away from these people who don't have my answer, the people who are not visionaries, the people who just don't, you know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so you know that's not Bible. The Bible says we who are spiritual, okay, we have to bear one another burden. So if they're not on the same page that you're on, if they just happen to be less fortunate, the Bible does not tell us to withdraw. The Bible says do good to all men. So we are to cover. We are the brethren. We are to cover. It doesn't say pastor, doesn't say bishop, don't say apostle, but we, one another who are spiritual, we who are in the faith, we are to cover one another. And that's our spoken word for today. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's the spoken word for today. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
Hebrews 4:9 says, there remaineth the rest for the people of God. This rest is a finished work. We're not resting in the finished work, but the rest is a finished work. This was inspired by Pastor Creflo Dollar. Tri City.
There remains the rest.
Rest.
A rest.
For the people of God.
For the people of God.
It's a promise.
A promise of peace.
Listen, everybody. We got to guard this promise.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
We must labor to rest.
Everything you will ever need.
Everything that you would ever need.
Was provided at Calvary.
God provided at Calvary.
There
Come on, God.
What is this rest? It's a finished work
of the Lord.
This rest is like when an attorney says, I rest my case. It's finished. This is a powerful teaching for the people of God. This rest still remains.
A promise of finished work.
It's a finished work.
And we must guard it with our hearts.
Guard the promise with your heart.
Everything you will ever need
was provided at Calvary.
Was provided at Calvary.
Your case has been rested.
There is a rest.
Hey. There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's a finished work. A rest.
There is a rest.
God rested on the seventh day. He finished his work.
A finished work of the Lord.
Okay, what is a finished work?
Cursed is any man.
Scripture says, cursed is any man
that hangeth
on a tree. Listen. Everybody, what a curse is.
A curse is
it's poverty. It's sickness. It's death. But listen, when Jesus said at the cross, when he said it is finished, he blessed you.
He blessed us with his rest.
Healing finished.
There is a rest.
Provision finished. Prayers answered. Say this.
Now that you know that it's finished.
Look at your neighbor and say, come on, by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Faith takes possession of what grace provided.
Now that you know that it's finished.
The just shall live by faith.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Come on,
go
come
in.
On,
go
come
in.
On.
Now that you know that it's finished.
No more stressing.
Come on, by faith, let's go in.
Walk in the blessing.
Now that you know that.
Now that you know, that you know.
Come on, my faith, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Everything is a rest.
It remains.
There is a rest.
It remains.
Everything is a rest.
There is a rest.
There is a rest.
It's there. Provision.
There is a rest.
Your joy is there. It's a finished work. Your peace is there. It's a finished work. Your healing is there. It's a finished work. Depression gone. Stress gone. The hurt gone. Ah. Resting. Resting. It's complete. Your healing is complete. Provision is complete. Your prayers are already answered. Rest. Be confident. It's already done. Be assured. It's already done. Labor to rest. To rest, it requires effort. Labor to rest. Thank you, Pastor Dollar. Rest.
Thank you. your hands together. Listen here, you've been waiting on a blessing for a long time. You thought you were getting close, but yet you're far behind. Listen, don't you give up, because this is your time. I came here to let you know that you're next in line. You're next.
How you did love in time before. for you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh yeah, my mind.
That you have set free. Please the Lord, faith that can move mountains.
wall is saying, our time. Tick tock, tick tock. The clock on the wall is saying, our time is up. Well, you know what? I had a great time on tonight. I hope you was blessed as well. Enjoyed the music, the spoken word. Well, you know, visit somebody church this weekend. Okay, you got to visit somebody church this week. Take somebody, yeah, not only visit, but take somebody to church along with you. Yeah, take somebody. Let's be a disciple for Christ this weekend. Okay, yes, let's recruit. Let's go on a recruiting mode, and we have to tell the people more about, you know, the God that we serve and the reason why we serve. And you know, come on over here where the table is spread. That's what Richard Small would say. You know, where the feast of the Lord is going on. You know, there's a lot of attraction that's in the world that's attracting our young people. It's attracting everybody, all ages, all walk of life, all type of ethnicity. I've never seen so many mixed culture in my life. And so there's a lot of things that's going on in the world, but there's not enough that's going on in our ministries. We're not as visible in our communities like we should be. Kudos to the Reed Temple Ministry. They just opened up a new satellite place there, a worship center there downtown in the movie theater. Yes, indeedy. So we're so excited about what they're doing, you know, bringing the ministry to the communities. And we wish them the best. And I would like to see more churches get from beyond those walls and use the modern technologies and you know, do whatever we can to reach the unchurched, the unsaved, and those who are lost. Congratulations to Reed Temple AME Church. Well, our time is up. We're going to ask you to just like to be prayerful and be safe. Have fun, and we'll connect again on Monday for the best in late night inspiration on the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Chris, take us on home. Brother Chris, home. Is singing one of my favorites, All I Need Is In You. Good night.
I need thee every hour. with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.